kicking off in Russia.
Yehaeus, the preliminary draw for the 2018 World Cup football tournament will be held Saturday in St. Petersburg, Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin and FIFA President Sepp Blatter will be center stage in St. Petersburg for the festivities, which will be watched by a worldwide television audience. Our football guru, David Legg, breaks down the draw for us in terms of the African teams.
There will be two draws as far as Africa is concerned, first round and the second round. The third round draw will take place at a later stage. Of immediate significance is the fact that Zimbabwe will be missing. Zimbabweans did not pay a severance package due to a Brazilian coach. And because of that, FIFA have expelled Zimbabwe from the draw. And for somebody like myself, who basically learned his football journalism in Zimbabwe, working for the Herald in Harare and also for the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, I'm truly sad because I was privileged to be with the Zimbabwe team when they made their World Cup debut way back in 1981 in the Atlantic city of Douala in Cameroon. It was a match that featured, among others in the Zimbabwe team, Bruce Crobler, who went on to become a star goalkeeper for Liverpool. And Zimbabwe lost that match, unfortunately, by 2-0. They won the return match 1-0, but were eliminated. So sad, Sonny, indeed, that Zimbabwe will not be part of this draw. And they're the only African country who will not be involved. The other 53 will be there. Now, of those 53, the lower-ranked 26, that's in the July FIFA rankings, they will go into the first-round draw. There will be 13 pairings, matches played at home and away in October. And let's look at those two pots. Pot 1, which has the 13 higher-ranked teams, consists of the following countries: Niger, Ethiopia, Malawi, Sierra Leone, Namibia, Kenya, Botswana, Madagascar, Mauritania, Burundi, Lesotho, Guinea-Bissau, and Swaziland. And Pot 2, which will contain the 13 lower-ranked teams, in other words, the 13 weakest football nations in Africa, that pot will consist of Tanzania, Gambia, Liberia, Central African Republic, Chad, Mauritius, Seychelles, Comores, Sao Tome e Principe, South Sudan, competing for the first time, so well done to them, Eritrea, Somalia, and Djibouti. So you'll have 13 pairings, Sonny, in October, home and away. And those 13 overall winners will qualify for the second round, and that's when the big boys come into play. These matches will also be on a home and away basis, and they'll be played this November. Seeded teams, that's the top 20 ranked teams in Africa at the moment, are as follows: Ivory Coast, Algeria, Ghana, Tunisia, Senegal, Cameroon, Congo Brazzaville, Cape Verde, Egypt, Nigeria, Guinea, Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, South Africa, Zambia, Burkina Faso, Uganda, and Rwanda. So they will be kept apart from the following seven countries who are unseeded, namely Togo, Morocco, Sudan, Angola, Mozambique, Benin, and Libya. And on top of those seven countries, Sonny, you will also have those 13 first-round winners. So you'll have 20 seeded teams and 20 unseeded teams. Now, there always are those teams that the big boys want to avoid. And who are they on this occasion? Well, if you look at the unseeded teams, the one that jumps out to me are the Atlas Lions of Morocco. They have qualified for the World Cup 4 times, so not the power that they used to be. But my feeling, Sonny, is that in Abidjan, in Algiers, in Abuja, in Lagos, in Port Harcourt, or wherever, the supporters of Nigeria and Ivory Coast and Algeria and the other giants, they will not want to face Morocco. That would be a really tough tie, home and away in November, and that would mean that whoever Morocco play, the losers of that tie are out of the World Cup. They can forget about any dreams of going to Russia in 2018. Who are the other countries you might like to avoid? Well, Togo, for me, are a case in point. Togo can be extremely good and extremely bad. We saw that in the last Cup of Nations. I'm very sorry, Sonny, that I have to mention this for a certain VOA gentleman. His first name happens to be Douglas. I have to remind Douglas that Togo beat Uganda at home and away and basically spoiled the hopes of the Uganda Cranes of getting to the Cup of Nations for the first time since 1978. Yes, Douglas, it's been that long ago. Now, the thing about the Togolese, Sonny, they have a certain moody, but when on form, a very talented striker in Emmanuel Adebayor. You know, half the time he's either retired or he's not interested in playing, but when he does play, he can be a real threat. And I would say Togo are pretty close to the top of other coaches' lists of teams to avoid. So, to me, Morocco definitely first, and probably Togo, Angola possibly as well. So, on Saturday evening, Sonny, in St. Petersburg, we will know exactly where we stand. And the winners of those 20 second-round ties, which are scheduled for November, they will be split into five groups of four, and those matches will be played on dates to be announced, but certainly not before next year. And the winners of those five groups, Sonny, they are the countries that will represent Africa at the 2018 World Cup in Russia.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voice of America!
Avoid direct skin and body contact with anyone suffering from Ebola. My name is Cristiano Ronaldo. Together, we can beat Ebola.
The Ebola crisis brought everything to a grinding halt in Sierra Leone last year when it was at its peak. This included the sports industry. Public gatherings were banned, and that meant teams couldn't practice properly. Many athletes were also denied visas to compete abroad. Nina DeVries has more from Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Marathon runner Idrissa Kargbo is worried about his future career, partly because of the Ebola crisis. He holds the national record in Sierra Leone at 2 hours 32 minutes and has run in London and New York City marathons over the past 2 years. Now he has a chance to go to Cape Town, South Africa to compete in a marathon in September. But he's concerned he will be denied a visa.
I am worried a little bit because I don't know what is going to come over because of I'm in affected country.
Other athletes have been denied visas due to the Ebola situation, says Mohamed Vangahan, technical director of the Sierra Leone volleyball team. His team lost its chance to compete in the Youth Olympic Games last year in China.
We are hoping to go and represent Africa in that championship. Unfortunately, we are denied visas by the Chinese embassy, and we could not take part in that competition. Of course, it was not good for our players. Imagine they are trained for over 2 months for that competition.
But the players are not letting that get them down too much. Florence Amara is the team captain.
We have the spirits, we have the ambition, we have the determination.
That attitude of determination may pay off. A Sierra Leone boxing team was recently granted a visa to compete next month in the United States. That gives athletes like Kargbo and Amara hope, especially since Ebola cases in the country have decreased generally, except for a few small areas. Now the big challenge is getting back up to speed on their own game. Until recently, public gatherings of more than 10 people were banned to prevent the spread of Ebola. That means teams had to make do with fewer players, says Amara.
It affects me as a captain because I'll not be able to see the kind of competitiveness I like to see in training. I'll not see all the techniques will not be available on the players because some players have been left out. Sometimes the pressure is on me.
Kargbo is still concerned about catching the virus, so he runs alone, for now.
I miss a social aspect because I used to train with my friends.
He also hopes more financial assistance will be offered to athletes like him who mainly rely on international support. And like Amara, he's not giving up and hopes to compete at the Olympic Games in Rio in 2016. Nina DeVries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I received a nice Facebook message from Ernest Izugwu, a student in Asaba, Nigeria. Ernest writes, "I love the Sunny Side of Sports so much." Well, Ernest, I love receiving messages like that so much. The humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, Magnus Chisholm Onwudiwe, checks in again from Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. Magnus responds to what David Legg said on Thursday's show about Sunday Olise, Nigeria's new football coach. David said, and I quote, "He strikes me as a man with a very sharp football brain, but I wonder if he has that thick rhinoceros skin that Keshi seemed to have, and one feels at times you need just to survive in that cauldron of Nigerian football." The humble apostle in Owerri says, thick rhinoceros skin indeed, because you don't only need to have a sharp brain, but you have to develop that thick skin to absorb all manner of verbal banters from mostly impatient Nigerian fans. Thanks for checking in again, humble apostle. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Have a good weekend, everyone. Back to you.